New Frontiers, a Star Wars Venom crossover as remembered by CC Rambles based on the writing of Opal Song. Mission Log 43179. Okay, Riot, you were right. The Outer Shields couldn't handle the radiation. But I lived, so ha, you were wrong about it killing me. Mission Log. This is the experimental transcloud ship, the Agitator, and the first flight was a success, in that I made it into space and through the cryptic crowd, so in your face, people that said I couldn't do it. Not so successful since the outer shields are down and Navcom is down. Directional thrusters are working, so I'm going to aim for a nearby planet and go. Since I'd rather not die of boredom, I'm going to long-term hibernation in the style of our glorious forbearers. And people said practicing meditation was a stupid hobby. Who's laughing now? Well, not me, because I'm in space and can't get anywhere, but, you know. Mission Log 437219. Lots happened since the last update. Got picked up by an unknown ship. Not unknown as in from the unknown regions where we live, but unknown as in I don't know what planet the ship is. Anyway, I think it's from the core region. What are they doing here anyway? The atmosphere was toxic. There was too much nitrogen. Why do so many sentient species require so much nitrogen in the air? There's probably some kind of astrobiological reason for it, but it's stupid because it's toxic and it smells disgusting. But I am a genius and a highly skilled survivalist. Okay, I tried to bodyjack one of the aliens. And it worked. Yeah, I know. It worked on a nitrogen-based alien. Anyway, I tried to bodyjack the alien and it worked for a bit. I did burn through the neurochemical pathways too fast, though, and then it died. So I tried jacking a few others, and most of them are extremely non-compatible. These other ones, by the way, are different than the one I first successfully bodyjacked. But there were a few more of the one that was first slightly compatible, so I bodyjacked those while I tried to find something that was more permanent. But I was really enthusiastic and I forgot to save any of them and they're all dead. So, yeah. On the plus side, I can report that it is actually possible to survive in a Type 3 variant by suppressing the... Oh, I'll type the technical report up. I don't feel like talking right now. I can't believe I ate the last one. I mean, it tasted really great, but I gotta go back into hibernation, and let me tell you, that is boring. I'm gonna try to see if I can get this Navcom to send a message through to the expansion division. I'm sure they'd love to know about this information about the Type 3 variant. But yeah, I'm gonna send that message off and then I'm going to go back to hibernation. Hopefully the friends of this ship's crew will try to come find it and I will be able to properly bodyjack someone. Mission Log 4372, successful bodyjacking achieved. Who is the propagator now? So another ship came, obviously. I ate a few beings because I was very excited, but then I calmed down enough to bodyjack one properly. Okay, that's a lie. I got distracted because there's something really weird about this one's neural pathways. They're really orderly and regimented and almost modified in some way. I got distracted trying to map the prefrontal cortex lobe and my subconscious subdermal lingua integrated too far into the creature's neurosystem and it didn't die. I'm not sure why. I think this thing might be related to a grappa fish. I don't know why or how, considering I think this thing is from the core and we are obviously not from the core. Unless the grappa fish is from the core. Oh my god, I wonder if that conspiracy is really true. The one about the grappa fish being seeded. Whatever, we're not here for that. Anyway, my point is, I want a gripper fish. I want to compare it to the creature. But no, the gripper fish is an endangered species. You can't have one to experiment like that. Blah, blah. What happened to the pursuit of science? Is that not why we are all here, to pursue science and expand? But no. Anyway, I bodyjacked it. It really worked. Also, there's a really weird mechanical chip inserted into the brain. Not sure why. It's not integrated, it's just inserted. I'm gonna poke at it a little bit. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? So, I don't think the offense council is going to like this, but I'm talking to the thing that I bodyjacked. It's very odd. It's very jumpy and nervous. It's apparently a soldier in the Republic, which is a core region socio-political entity. I don't know. I'm not a politicist person. I didn't pay attention in xenopolitics. We're not supposed to be in contact with core species. The Expansion Division doesn't have plans for that for, like, several generations, I don't think. Anyway, I don't know. Whatever. It's from somewhere. And the thing I've bodyjacked, I mean. Okay, I can't keep calling it the thing I've bodyjacked. That's too long. What should I call it? The body, the inhabitation thing. The thing. I have to come up with a name. You know, I bet the forebearers never had this kind of problem with the species they bodyjacked before they ate them. I mean, I eat them too, but, you know, I'm civilized, not like them. Anyway, its name is Kix, and I think it's in charge of taking care of the rest of the platoon. The species doesn't seem very good at self-restoration, and Kix appears to be conducting external restoration on it. I think it's calling it healing, maybe. It's kind of, the language pathway is really vague. I'm integrating into it pretty well, but it's a really odd creature. But interesting. I've decided that Kix is my partner. We are friends now. It is obviously suitably impressed by my awesomeness, which it should be, and because I'm magnanimous and amazing and nosy. I asked it about the chip and why it had a chip if it wasn't doing anything. It does have a lot of vestigial things, but those are in its biology. Why have a mechanical vestigial object in you? Kix didn't know about it and was very excited when it found out about it and wanted to examine it. But that request was too late because I'd already eaten it. It was very delicious. Oops. Kix and I have talked to General Kenobi about the chips. Kix chips. That's very funny. I wonder if it's supposed to be like that. Anyway, I don't like Kenobi. There's something odd about it. It is a type 3 variant, just like Kix, but there's something really wrong about the mouthfeel of it. I think something is wrong. I think its hematochromophores are defective. I'm just going to stay away from it because it smells so bad, but try to be near it just so I can figure out why it smells so bad. I also have to be near it because it's one of the leaders. I haven't done many updates lately because it's all political garbage that I don't really care for. I'm sure Offense Division is screaming at me for my failure to provide adequate information, but if they wanted information, they should have provided more funding for my project. That way I could have had a secondary NavCom system and I would have been able to get them a message. But no, not enough funding for that. We are busy with, like, planning the expansion in the southerly region. We don't have time to experiment in the northerly region, whatever. Look who's out here learning more than your little experiments in the other regions. Anyway, Kix and I and Kenobi are going to meet someone named Padma, or Padme, or Paddeen. It's a member of the Republic's Offense Council, so it'll be an important asset in learning more about these chips. Kix has told me that I'm allowed to eat these chips if I find them in its companions. That's very sweet of it that it thinks I wasn't already planning on doing that and haven't actually already eaten half the chips in its companions. I am in love. It's a beautiful creature named Kit Fisto. It's an Atolian, and it will be mine forever. We met Kit Fisto on Padme, that's the creature's name, Padme's planet Naboo. Naboo is an interesting planet with a lot of water. I think the expansion division will like it, so I'm going to mark down its astro coordinates and beam off another message like I've been randomly beaming off periodically from these various ships, which obviously nobody's figured out because they use a really odd frequency method here. I think it's the nitrogen in their brain. Kit Fisto, beautiful, perfect Kit Fisto, is a protector of Padme, and it has beautiful tendrils that I want to eat. Just bite them off, swallow them whole into me. I think Kix likes it too, because Kix keeps turning warm and clumsy whenever we're around it. I am glad for this, because obviously my partner and I are superior, and together we have superior taste. We are on Best Fisto's homeworld. It is Best Fisto because there are other Fistos. It has something to do with the way Natolians propagate. Something about exchanging genetic materials in pairs and harvesting the zygote. It sounds very convoluted and very messy. I'm sure the evolutionary biologist back home will be delighted to learn about it, but I find it incredibly gross and disturbing. I'm also very, very glad that Kix is a proper being that is normal and cloned. Actually, I wonder if that's why it's so much easier inhabiting Kix than it was the other Type 3s. Cloning and neural variant modification is the superior method of propagation, so it makes sense that we would be able to partner with beings like Kix who also share the same superior propagation method than creatures like Natolians, who unfortunately we are not going to be able to body drag. I think there's a paper in there somewhere. Back to the Natolian planet, though. It is very beautiful. It's green, with a lot of water and land, and the water-to-land ratio fits the ratio as set by the agricultural division. So I think it would make an excellent colony planet. I hope the expansion division is taking notes. So I've either saved the Republic or doomed the entire home world. I'm not sure. Padme and Kenobi went to see the Republic's primary ruler, a being called Palpatine. Best Fisto went with them because its job is to protect Padme, and Kix and I went with them because Best Fisto is ours and we are not going to let it get hurt. Palpatine is very similar to Kenobi in that it has the same hematochromophore defect, but Palpatine's mouthfeel was delicious. There was this aura and sensation to it that I could just feel from half a building away, and when I got into the room I was completely distracted, to be quite honest, and busy trying not to come out and scare it, that I didn't notice what was happening. Okay, and also I don't really care about the verbal fighting between Padme and Palpatine, the politics, who even cares? But then Palpatine attacked Best Fisto. Okay, I think he actually tried to attack Padme, but Best Fisto is Padme's protector. So that's how Best Fisto got in there. And obviously Best Fisto cannot be hurt, so I ate Palpatine. It was delicious. It was just as the mouthfeel had suggested. There is something about the chromatophore defect. I can't describe it. It has to be tasted to be understood. I wonder if Kix knows where we can find more things like Palpatine. It's strange to record this message knowing that I'll be at the homeworld and able to give more detailed information in person in a very short time. But I thought the offense division would like a heads up that we are incoming so that they can prepare and let the expansion division know as well about what is happening. There has been a lot of upheaval in the Republic, something about Palpatine putting chips in clones and clones needing to be terminated because they are evil because of the chips. I'm not sure, I don't quite understand it. It's ridiculous, obviously, because clones are the best. However, I do think there may be some upcoming danger to them, so it is in my advice that the Offense Division contact the ruling council and advise them to consider something like a treaty to have the clones perhaps come live on the homeworld. That would be perfect, because then they would be there and we can study more of their neural pathways, which I think is the reason it was so easy for me to body jack Kix. And if we have them here, then they won't be terminated and we can study them, and that will be our best avenue towards expansion. If it helps, the council could probably also say something to the Republic about forming a clone symbiote team to hunt down the Sith. The Sith is apparently what they call the hematochromophore defect creatures. But that's obviously a political thing for them to discuss. But I think that would be a thing to offer in exchange for having the clones be on our homeworld, and also the method of propagating them, because we don't want to lose them. But again, that's for the ruling council, offensive division, and expansion division. I'm just the person that's coming back with a partner and a beloved and an entire new area of expansion. In your face, Riot. The end. So this is like the fourth or fifth time I've done Pensive Project, and this time ended up being very similar to my last year's one, where I waited all the way till the end, confident that my memory was gonna this time come through for me, and obviously it didn't. I don't know why I thought it would come through for me. It didn't come through. We get to the very end and I'm like, I remember very little about this entire story, because A, I don't know much about the clone era. I'm more in the original trilogy and sequel trilogy. I don't care much for the prequels, so I'm not actually in there at all. So I kind of don't actually remember much about what even leads into the clone era. What I do know of the clone era is whatever I've managed to osmos from the various people that I follow and from the bit parts that I've played in various multi-voices for the clone era projects. Where was I going with this? So I didn't remember much about it, and I wasn't even 100% sure of the names. I was pretty sure one of them was named Kix. I knew that Padme and Kenobi were in there, because I'm pretty sure they're there. I don't remember if Anakin was in, like, Opal Song's story. So I was like, well, we'll just leave Anakin right out. This can be an Anakin-free story. And then I knew Kit Fisto was in the story, only because of Gord of Laundry Basket's amazing thirst for Kit Fisto, which is why I remember his name. And I couldn't remember the name of the clone that we were actually dealing with. I thought for the longest time that it was a guy named Cody, but I don't think it was Cody. So I kind of ended up at the very end being like, well, I remember very little. So I sat down actually and did a bullet point of what I remembered. And looking at it now, it's like, that's like a drabble's worth of, well, that's a drabble's worth of stuff. You know, if I'd come up with this drabble worth of stuff idea before, I could have done this as a drabble. I could have seen if I could have condensed this whole thing as a drabble. My God. Well, that is an idea for next time. We'll see if I can do the whole thing as a drabble next time. But I didn't think of that when I was looking at it and pulling out my mic. So it kind of more ended up being a mission recording from an unreliable narrator, in this case, Venom. Because then I could be like, and I don't remember this stuff because I don't care about this stuff. And I got to throw in a lot of technobabble bullshit, made up scientific words, which I will... I'll fully confess was inspired by a really fantastic, if really weird, Venom Riot fic named sequence that I podficked at one point and has stuck in my mind about, like, weird science-y shit. So I got to throw some of that weird stuff in there and have a bit of fun with it. So it was just fun to make everything up. All in all, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. Next time, I'm definitely going to do the drabble thing, though. I'm going to make a note to myself to do that next time.
Yeah.